So today we'll see the sixth chapter of Canto 2.
Brahmavacha Vacham Brahmir Mukham Kshetram Chandasam Saptadhatava Havyakavyamritananam Jivuha Sarvarasasya cha.
Now this is the glory of the cosmic being. And now the dialogue between Brahmaji and Naradji is being quoted in answer to the question asked by Parikshit. So it's not your genuine question. This question was asked earlier also by Naradji to Brahmaji, and whatever the dialogue happened, whatever the answer was given by Brahmaji is being quoted here. So Brahma Vacha, Brahmaji said, Vacham Vanne Mukham Chetram Chandasam Saptadhatava. Vacham Vanne Mukham, the mouth of cosmic being. We have seen the cosmic being in which all 14 lokas are there, cosmic being. From the mouth of the cosmic being, what has come out? Well, it is the birthplace of organs of speech. Organ of speech originated from the mouth of cosmic being, as well as the god of fire. Vacham Vanne, Vacham, organ of speech, Vanne, fire. Fire is the presiding deity of speech. That we have learnt in Tattvabodh also. Fiery speech, we say, na? Fiery speech. Vanne, as well as the god of fire. And Chetram Chandasam Sapta Dhatavaha, seven dhatus also came from his mouth. What are these seven dhatus? First is skin, the upper skin, then the dermis, then blood, fat, flesh, bone marrow. Hua satwa? Upper skin, then dermis, inside that, dermis, blood, flesh, fat, bone marrow. Okay, seven dhatus. And from that seven dhatus came seven Vedic chanda. Seven Vedic chanda. What are those Vedic chandra? Gayatri, Trishtup, Anushtup, Usnik, Brihati, Pankti and Jagati. Seven chanda came from seven dhatus. You could not write? Repeat once more. Okay. Gayatri. You know the Gayatri mantra we say? It's the Gayatri. Trishtup.
Trishtup chanda.
Anushtup. Usnik. Brihati. Pankti. And Jagati. Seven chanda came. In each of these you will find three things are explained. Like when we say Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, why we say it three times? Because it is Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik and Adi Daivik. We want Shanti, peace from all these three sources. These three sources are the sources of sorrow. Headache, it is my Adhyatmik in my body. Then there is somebody, in the loudspeaker, there is 20,000 watt rock music, Adi Bhautik Ashanti, and flood, earthquake, Adi Daivik. So in the first mantra itself, you will find Adhyatmik is the organ of speech. Vacha is the organ of speech. And the preceding deity, Devata, is Vanni. And Adi Bhautik, what is that Adi Bhautik? Seven dhatus. So in each one of this, you will find three things explained in Bhagavad. At the Adi Daivik level, Adi Bhautik level, and Adhyatmik level. In the first mantra, Vacha, is the organ of speech, and presiding devata of this vak is Vanni, fire god, Agni devata. And seven dhatus came. Dhatus, we have seen seven dhatus. Acha, what is this Gayatri? Gayatri mantra, Gayatri Chanda. In Gayatri Chanda, you will find 24 letters. Really speaking, there are 23 and half in Gayatri mantra, but it's taken as 24 letters, Gayatri Chanda. And Gayatri mantra of 24 letters is given to the Brahman. Then there is another Trishtup Chanda. Trishtup Chanda has got 44 letters. Same Gayatri mantra is given to Kshatriya in 44 letter Chanda. 44 letters. Then another is the Jagati. This Jagati is given to Vaishya. Gayatri mantra given to Vaishya is in 48 letters. Same Gayatri mantra, in 48 letters they give it to Vaishya. Anushtup is 32 letters. Gita, all these slokas are in Anushtup. You will count, in each pada you will find 8 letters, and 4 padas in one slok will make 32. So it is Anushtup Chanda. Similarly, Usnik, Brihati and Pankti Chandas are there. So 7 chandas also came from there. And then from his tongue, Habya Kabya Amritananna Jihva, from his tongue, the tongue of cosmic being. What came out? Habya. Habya means habis. When we do yajna, we give some drabya, materials. That habya came from his tongue. Kabya. What is kabya? Kabya is offered, given to pitra. It's a special type of food. You might have seen, when you go for cremation, I don't know whether they do it here or not, they cook something in the earthen pot there in the burial ground itself. It's half cooked, but it has to be warm, ushna, because the pitras, those spirits which are gone, they like ushna. So that is why that is ushna is given. So that is called kabya. So habya, habya is meant for devata, kabya is meant for pitar. And then after that, Amrit Annanam, Amrit Annanam. This Anna for the human beings. For the human beings, the Anna for Devata, Habya for Pitar, Kabya. It all came from his tongue. Good. Sarva Rasasyacha, and all the Rasa. Rasa also came from his tongue. How many Rasas are there? Che rasa. What are those? Sweet. Sweet you get from sugar, wheat, rice. And if you ask any Ayurvedic, they will say it will increase your kapha and it will decrease your vata and pitta. In Ayurvedic, there are only three things: kapha, vata, and pitta. If their equilibrium is disturbed, then there is disease. So they regularize only three things, and they will hold your nadi and they will tell you ab kap bad gaya hai, baat bad gaya hai, ki pit bad gaya hai, and accordingly they will give you medicine and balance it. I have seen, personally seen, Tibetan Ayurvedic. You will go there, you will not say anything, he will just feel your pulse. And he will tell you, you have got the elements. No testing, no blood test, nothing, no scanning and all that, they can tell. Just by the pulse is rate and all these things, they can feel it, they can understand what is going on. So sweet, salt is table salt or soya sauce. Sour, citrus thing, nimbu vagara, citrus. Then pungent, pepper, chili, tikha, jisko bolte na. Then astringent, the lentil, green apple, cauliflower, cabbage. And last is bitter, kale, celery, broccoli, sprout. These are come under bitter. So there are six rasas. All these six rasas came from the tongue of the cosmic being. This is mantra number one. Next.
सर्वासूनां च वायोश्च तन्नासे परमायने अश्विनोरोषधीनां च घ्राणो मोदप्रमोदयः
सर्वासूनां सर्वासूना सूना मीन्स् प्राण You have not studied chapter. Oh, you were there. Have you heard the word Suna? No?
Gata
Suna. Gata Suna. Suna means prana. Those who are living and those who are agata Suna, those prana have not gone. Gata Suna, those pranas have gone.
Chapter
2. Chapter 2, sloka number 11. Suna. The Suna, Sarva Sunam. Sarva Sunam means panch prana. प्राण अपान बयान उदान एंड समान फाइव प्राणा केम फ्रॉम हिम च वायु एंड द वायु ऑल्सो यू सी सी प्राणा इज आध्यात्मिक वायु इज आदि भौतिक तन नासे इट केम फ्रॉम हिज नॉस्ट्रल्स तन नासे परमायने अश्विनो हुई द अश्विनो अश्विनो कुमारज presiding deities. So prana adhyatmik, vayu adi bhautik and Ashwini Kumar adi daivik. All three are mentioned here. And ausadhi naam cha ghrano moda pramoda. All the herbs, ausadhi, all vegetation, all ausadhi also came. Cha ghrano moda pramoda and the ghran, the order can be general and special. Moda and Pramoda, the general order and any special, different also, came from him only.
Rupanam tejasam chakshuh divasuryasya chakshini karno disham chatithanam shrotram akasha shaktayoh
रूपानाम तेजसाम चक्षु दिवः सूर्यस्य चाक्षिणी इज सेंस ऑफ साइट इज द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल कलर्स एंड द लाइट दैट रिवील्स देम एंड हिज आईज आर द सोर्स ऑफ हेवन एंड द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ सन रूपानाम All rupa, teja, light, chakshu, eyes, diva, surya, sachakchani, and it is the birthplace of heaven, diva, heaven, and suryasya. The birthplace, his eyes are the birthplace of all these things. Here also you will find adi daivik, adi bodhik, and adhyatmik. I am not going to explain any. Karno disam cha tirthanam srutra makasa sabdeho, and from his sense of hearing, came the akas space and its quality sound srutram akas sabdayo and his from his ears came the disha disha means quarters and the tirthas tirtha means the holy I mean pilgrimage places holy places also came from his ears only karnau disham cha tirthanam srutram akas sabdayo tad gatram From his other body, gatra, body. That gatram, vastu saranam, all the vastu, the essence of all vastu, vastu saranam, saubhagasya bhajanam, and the loveliness in them, the attractiveness in them, all came from his body only. The whole idea is that everything is slowly coming from his body only. Then, next.
त्वगस्य स्पर्शवायोश्च सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि रोम्यानुद्भिज्य जातीनां ऐवायज्ञस्तु संवृतः
त्वगस्य स्पर्शवायोश्च इज सेंस ऑफ टच और स्किन इज द सोर्स ऑफ टच एंड द एलिमेंट ऑफ वेयर एंड ऑल द यज्ञ सर्वमेधस्य चैव हि रोमानी From the his loma, from the hairs from his body, आर द सोर्स ऑफ उद्विज जातिनाम वैवा यज्ञस्तु समृत द सोर्स ऑफ ऑल ट्रीज एंड प्लांट्स. ऑल द हेयर ऑन हिज बॉडी आर द ट्री एंड प्लांट्स एंड दीज ट्री एंड प्लांट्स आर यूज फॉर द पर्पज ऑफ यज्ञ. तेरा तुझको अर्पण. Whatever is offered to him is coming from him only. Patram puspam toyam phalam. Who has given this patram puspam toyam phalam? He has given. And we are plucking and giving it to him. Tera tujhko arpan. That's all. And he does not take that patram puspam toyam phalam. It will remain in the puja. Everything will remain as it is. What will he take?
Your love.
Huh? He will bhav. See your devotion, your bhav, that's all. He will take only bhav, your bhakti. Kitni bhakti se aapne puja ki, that's all. He will take that. All other things will all remain as it is. Nothing he will touch.
Keshasmasru nakhanyasya shilaloha pravedutam bahavau lokapalanam prayasakshema karmanam.
केश मश्रु नखा अन्यस्य शिला लोह अभ्र विद्युताम. फ्रॉम हिज केस केम द क्लाउड्स. फ्रॉम मश्रु दाढ़ी मूछ. फ्रॉम दाढ़ी मूछ केम इज द सोर्स ऑफ लाइटनिंग विद्युत. नख द नेल्स केम द शिला एंड द लोह source of rock and iron. And bahavo lokapalanam prayasa chema karmanam. And from his arms came lokpal for the protection of the universe. This hand represent kshatriya. Kshatriya are supposed to protect. They normally come in the administration. Administration part is done by Kshatriya. And who are the Brahmans? Thinker, think tank. In company also you will find think tank. Then executive. Then after that, account department, finance department, paisa kahan se aayega. And who is the Sudra? Workers, laborers. In your own body also, same thing. Where is the think tank? This is think tank. This is executor. And whatever you earn, Vaishya. And who serves? Your leg serves. So similarly, bahavo lokapalanam prayasa chema karmanam. Prayasa chema karmanam, the protector. Chem means protector. Have you heard this word? Chem?
Yoga
chem, bahamyam chem is the protector.
सर्वकामवरस्यापि विक्रमो भूर्भुवस्वश्च क्षेमस्य शरणस्य च सर्वकामवरस्यापि हरेश्चरणयास्पदम्.
विक्रमो भूर्भुवस्वश्च क्षेमस्य शरणस्य च. हिज स्ट्राइड इज द सपोर्ट फॉर द थ्री वर्ड्स भू भूम दिस लोक भूव इंटरस्पेस स्व स्वर्ग. So his strides are the protector, supporter of three loka. And while Harishvij, Hare Charna, they give you sarva kam, they will fulfill your all desire, they will protect you. If you want moksha, he will give you the moksha also. So it gives protection, it gives liberation, and it fulfills your all desire, provided you hold on to Hari Charna. What is this holding of Hari Charna?
Surrendering.
Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, when you are in the Grihasthasram, Grihasthasram is from the age of 26 to 50, married life. Now we change it, a doctor will start Grihasthasram at 35, after specialization and all that. And even in Vanaprastha we start from 51, Do you know the how it starts from 51? In Hindi, what we say, ikyavan, one, one, one comes na, ikyavan, ba, one, one. Go to the forest, one, vanaprastha, ikyavan, bavan, tirpan, chowan, pachpan. And according to that, we fix up 55. Then the government policy says, no, anthavan, 58 kar do. So this is, you start going to the one. तो हम तो तब भी नहीं छोड़ते, गृहस्थ भी नहीं छोड़ते हैं. वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू लीव हाउस और लाइफ. हिज ट्राइज आर फॉर दिस. विक्रम पूर्व स्वस्थ सीमस सरनेस्य सर्व काम हरेस्य. तो हाउ यू शुड डू योर वर्क इन द हाउस होल्ड लाइफ. वो तो है. ठाकुर रामकृष्ण यूज टू से यू हैव टू हैंड्स. So during your grihastha life, hold on to the feet of the Lord with the one hand, and with the other hand you start doing your household work. When the grihastha ashram is over, then you hold on the feet of the Lord with the both hands. This is grihastha ashram. Are we doing it? This way we have to live in the world. The moment vanaprastha comes, hold on to the Lord now. Day and night, I have to do the upasana. And in the sannyas ashram, I have to take the atma vidya. So brahmacharya ashram is what? Pathan pathan. Study the Vedas. Grihastha ashram is for purification of your mind. Exhaust your all vasanas according to the scripture. Scripture padhai nahi hai, how to exhaust, I don't know. First we have to study the scripture, and according to the scripture, what is written in there, you have to exhaust your vasana so that your mind becomes purified. This purified mind is required for your upasana. Upasana is the single concentration, single pointedness of your mind. And then in the sannyas ashram, it's gone.
Gone?
Gone. And in the sannyas ashram, are you hearing? No. And in the sannyas ashram, you will take the atma vidya. Okay, next.
Apam viryasya sargasya parjanyasya prajapatehe pumshasishna yupasthastu prajatyananda nirvritehe.
And his generative system is the seat of water. आपाम वीर्यस्य सर्गस्य पर्जन्यस्य प्रजापते. हिज जनरेटिव सिस्टम इज द सीट ऑफ वाटर सीमन क्रिएशन रेन क्लाउड्स एंड प्रजापति. एंड हिज फैकल्टी जनरेशन इज द सोर्स ऑफ आनंद फ्रॉम कैपुलेशन फॉर द सेक ऑफ ऑफस्प्रिंग.
पायोरमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद हिंसाया निर्त्रिते मृत्यो निरयस्य बुधस्मृतः.
एंड पायु यमस्य मित्रस्य परिमोक्षस्य नारद. ओ नारद, हिज ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्सक्रीशन पायु इज द बर्थ प्लेस ऑफ यमा एंड द सीट ऑफ लॉर्ड ऑफ डेथ. एंड गॉड मित्र ऑल्सो केम फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस ओनली. And it resides in the function of excretion. His anus is the source and is spoken as the destruction of life and origin of hell, birthplace of Lord Mrityu, and as well as the god of poverty. Niriti is the god of poverty. So this came from those organs. What about his back?
पराभूतेरधर्मस्य तमसश्चापि पश्चिमः नाड्यो नदनदीनां तु गोत्राणामस्ति संहतिः.
पराभूते धर्मस्य तमस्यापि पश्चिमः. पश्चिमः मीन्स् द बैक. फ्रॉम द बैक ऑफ दैट कॉस्मिक बीइंग व्हाट केम? पराभूत. पराभूत मीन्स डिफीट. Then dharmasya, adharmasya, adharma also came from there. Tamasya, ignorance. Tama is always compared with the ignorance. Ignorance. And his artery, nadyo, nad, nadinam, from his nadis, nadya, all came. Nad and nadi. What is the difference between nad and nadi? Nadi is the small river. Nadi is the big river. Like in, you will find in India, Mahanad they call. In Odisha side, you say this is Mahanad. Then the small river is called Nadi. Nad and Nadi. Both came from his nadis. So, Gotra nam Asti Sangita. And the mountains came from his bones. Asti. All the mountains, what you see, is came from his Asti of the cosmic being.
Avyaktarasa sindhunam bhutanam nidhanasya cha udaram viditam pumsah hridayam manasah padam.
And from udaram viditam pumso hridayam manasah padam, from udar, from the belly, what came out? Abhyakta, mool prakriti, abhyakta, unmanifest form. So Brahman is there, he has got a maya sakti which is called mool prakriti. Mool prakriti, first stage is abhyakta, unmanifest. And then after that, it comes, it manifests. How it manifests? Do you remember we have discussed? The first came? First came? Mahatattva. And after that? Ahankar. From ahankar, then came the subtle element, tanmatra. Then tanmatra, how the grossification was made? Panchikaran, making five. And then? Panchikaran, then became the gross. And what we see now is the gross. Very difficult, no? Bhagavatam is very difficult. The whole Vedanta is here. What can I do? Udaram. The Udaram is the abhyakta, mool prakriti. Sindhunam, all oceans also came from him. Bhutanam, all beings. Then it's the origin of all bhutas and nidhana and dissolution also there only. Nidhanasya. Udaram viditam punso hridayam mansapadam. And from his heart came the mind. From his heart came the mind also.
Dharmasya mama tubhyam cha kumaranam bhavasya cha vijnanasya cha sattvasya parasyatma parayanam.
And from his chit, from his chit is the source of dharma. Dharmasya mama tubhyam. And mama, Brahma ji saying mama, I also came from him mostly. Mam tubhyam, you also. So from him came dharma. So whom that?
Chitta means God's memory.
From the chitta. Mama tubhyam. Tubhyam, you also came from there. Cha kumaranam. Kumaranam, who are the kumaras? Four kumaras. Sanandan, Sanatan.
Sanat
Kumara. All four came from him. Kumaranam. Bhavasya and the Shiva also from. Lord Shiva also came from him. Lord Shiva also came from. Trinities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Brahma, creator. Vishnu, sustainer. And Lord Shiva, dissolution. All came from him. So he is above all these three. Then, Bhavasya cha. And after that, Vijnanasya. Vijnanasya is all understanding. Vijnan. Gyan, Vijnan. Gyan means theoretical knowledge. Vijnan means practical knowledge. Vijnan is understanding. Cha sattvasya parasyatma parayanam. All this came from him. Understanding, the faculty of reasoning, everything came from him.
Aham bhavan bhavascheva tam ime munayo grajaha sura sura naranaga khaga mrida sarisripaha.
Aham, again the repetition of saying that Brahma ji says, I was also born from there only. Bhavan, you also, you here refers to Naradji, because the dialogue is going on between Brahmaji and Naradji, Naradji. And Bhavascheva, your elder brothers. Who are the elder brothers of Narad? Sanat Kumar, four brothers. Kumara Nam. They also came from there. Ime Muna. Muna means Manusya. All Manusya also came. Agrajaha. Sura Asura Nara. Sur Devta. Asur demons. Who are the Sura? Who are Asura? And one who has got divine qualities is Sura. Only this much of difference. Sura and Asura. Naga. Naga also came from there. Khaga. Khaga means birds. Birds came from there. Mriga. Deer. And Sarisipra. Reptiles. Next. What else came from him?
Gandharvapsaraso yakshaha rakshabhutavano ragaha
Gandharva, celestial musicians, Gandharva, Apsara, Yaksha, then Raksha Bhutagana, Bhutagana, Bhuta, Bhuta Pishaj, ghost, ghost also came from him only, and Urga, Urga means snakes, very good. Pasavaha. Pasava means all animals. Pasu. Pasava is the plural of pasu. Pasavaha. Pitra. Pitra means mains. Pitra. All came from him. Siddha. Accomplished. Vidyadhara. Charan. All the celestial bar. Charan. Druma. These all came from. What else came? Anne. Next.
Anne cha vividha jivaha jalasthala lalabhokasah grahakshaketavastaraha taritastalaitnavah.
Anne cha vividha jiva, all different types of jiva. What are those? He doesn't want to give the list now. Jalasthala nabha. Whatever you see in the water, you see on the earth, and nabha in the sky. Whatever you see. That has come from him only. Then graha, nakshatra, ketu, tara, tadita, bijli, and badal, everything, clouds also came from him only.
Sarvam purushaye vedam bhutam bhavyam bhavachayata tene dhamabritam vishvam vitastimadhistishtati.
Sarvam purusha evedam bhutam bhavya bhavachaya tena idam abritam. He is pervading all of them. Sarvam purusham evedam bhutam bhavya bhavachaya. Whatever was in the past, in the present, in the future, all beings, everything he is covering. He is pervading everything. Abritam viswam vitastam adhishtiti. And he pervades all of them. What is this pervasion? What is this pervasion? How pervasion? Some people say, the Bhagwan sab jagah hai. And then somebody will say, dikhao tum agar Bhagwan sab jagah hai, show me your Bhagwan. So how you will prove that Lord is everywhere?
Ignorance.
Principle of existence. This ignorance you can't see with your eyes. Just chair is, table is, mic is, light is, fan is. It's everywhere. This isness you can't see, but he pervades the whole world as isness, because existence is given by him only. Nobody else has got existence. So he pervades the whole world as an existence. Then it is said, there is one Das Angul Nyay. What is this Das Angul Nyay? Das Angul Nyay is that the area of the earth, if it is taken as one unit, then water is 10 times more. And 10 times more is fire than this water. Air is 10 times more than fire. Akash is 10 times more than air. And then From Akash, from where this Akash came? From Ahankar. So Ahankar is 10 times more than Akash. Where from the Ahankar came? From the Mahatattva. So Mahatattva is 10 times more than Ahankar. Where from Mahatattva came? From the Mool Prakriti. So Mool Prakriti is 10 times more than Mahatattva. And this Mool Prakriti is only one path of that Brahman, Parampurus.
One path.
Path means a part. The Mool Prakriti is only a part of that Brahman. This is called Das Ungul Nyaya. Das Ungul Nyaya.
Mool Prakriti is top. From Mool Prakriti Mahatattva comes. From Mahatattva.
Dekho, earth ka 10 times hai water. And after water comes what?
Fire.
So fire is 10 times more than water. Then?
Air.
Air is 10 times more than?
Fire.
Then space. Space is 10 times more than air. Because space is accommodating everything. So it is like that. 10 times. Then after that? Ahankar is 10 times more than space. And 10 times more than Ahankar is Mahatattva. And 10 times more than Mahatattva is Mool Prakriti. The Abhyakta Prakriti. All are Vyakta. Starting from Mahatattva, it is Vyakta, manifested. And before that it was unmanifest form. So that was 10 times of the manifested. And Mool Prakriti, what is the relation between Mool Prakriti and the Brahman? Path, a part. You got it?
I have a question. What is Ahankar?
Ahankar. You see, Ahankar, you see, anything when it manifest. First it comes the Mahatattva. Mahatattva is, when we say manifest, is just like we give an example, a seed, put it in the water, it swells. Jacket is not torn. The Ankur has not come. That is called the Mahatattva. It is the inner thing. When it breaks, then the first thing comes the Ahankar. Ahankar is the doer. Cosmic intelligence, total intelligence. The creation is to be made. So the ahankar, ahankarta iti ahankar is the definition given in Tattva Bodh by Shankaracharya. So it, now at that point of time we are talking about the total cosmic. It's not micro, it is macro. So macro mahatattva, macro is the ahankar. From the macro ahankar comes the tanmatras. From tanmatra they are in the subtle form. Then the, we have seen what has come out from the sattvic part of five great elements. Then we have seen rajasic part, se kya kya aya, we have seen that also. And from the tamasic part, it was grossified, and what we see, the great five elements, is the grossified form. And from that grossified form, all the pinda and the brahmanda, all 14 lokas and all the individual body were made. So common factor, material cause of all bodies, five great elements. It may be human body, it may be any animal body, it may be bird's body.
So they turned it?
Yeah, this board, because it, he's right.
It's on the other side.
Everything is on the other side.
So we have seen this in our Tattva Bodh class. So that is not given here, na? That,
you take this.
Mahatattva and all that is not.
Mahatattva is not.
Mahatattva is not here.
Mahatattva.
This is the subtle form. Very difficult to explain. The first is the Brahman, and from Brahman after that is what the unmanifested Prakriti. Unmanifested Prakriti is the Mool Prakriti. Then Mool Prakriti has got 3 gunas. What are those 3 gunas? Sattva, rajas and tamas. When there is a dissolution, then sattva, rajas and tamas are, they are all in equilibrium. There is no disturbance. Then a disturbance happens in that. Why disturbance happens?
Premalji.
I have explained in the Avatatmutra why the disturbance happens.
Premalji knows.
Bhagavan got out more?
No.
No, because prarabdha. Your prarabdha matures and then a disturbance happens. Every day you go into the deep sleep, that is dissolution. Why do you get up early in the morning? What makes you?
Prarabdha.
It's your prarabdha, it disturbs you, get up, you have to enjoy and suffer 2 days, your fruit of action. Aaj ke karma phal lo, take this. Then they are exhausted, you go back again to the deep sleep. Same thing happens in the cosmos also.
So it's at the macro level though.
Everybody this is the micro.
Okay.
And in the macro also it is happening like that. When the fruit of actions are ripened, so the Lord has to make each jiva and he has to make the field also so that they can enjoy and suffer in that field. That is cosmos. So Brahman is created. So disturbance happens because of the prarabdha. Then disturbance happens from unmanifest, it starts manifest. So first is mahatattva. It's just like a seed swollen in the water. Bas, thora sa. Disturbance shuru ho gaya. And then after that mahatattva comes the ahankar, the creation is to be made. Ahankar. And from the ahankar came the tanmatra, five great elements. What are these five great elements? The tradition on this side. Space, air, fire, water and earth. And what are the qualities that we have seen also in our last class? Space has got a specific quality of
sound.
Fire has got form. Earth has smell. I have changed the sequence.
No. Yeah. Oh.
Space has sound, then air has got
touch,
fire has got form, and then water has got rasa, and prithvi has got smell. So they have got this five. And with this five, you will find micro individual body and macrocosm. Brahman was made. How? With the gross body was made. With the five great elements, individual body. Now who will prove? You have to prove that in dead body and the living body, in both there are five great elements.
So if you run around the building, you can see
ten times around this ashram, running. Then after that?
Sweat comes.
And?
Breathing.
You are breathing.
First
air pata gaya. Your body heat goes up a little bit. Heat is there. Sweat is coming, water is there.
If you, it dries and...
No, then you ask him to sit down on the fan. Then this dry, ask him to rub. Pasina ko thoda sa rakho. Oh, ye kala kala kya hai. This is
that. And all the space in between is the air.
And the space between nostrils in the mouth and inside. Space be a living body of your dead body. You have to prove in dead body by great elements are there.
Wo bhi to bola last class mein.
Tattva
bodh thik se suno.
You were saying
dead body is cold, no heat.
No heat.
Heat is gone.
Cold to touch.
Yes.
No
breathing.
No.
No, it blows.
Blows.
Air is there. Water content is there.
When it decays water, watery things comes out.
Sometimes you find some water coming out of the body and draining. Then what left? What is more left?
Body
turns into slowly disintegrate. Happens. And the space which was occupying disappeared.
Merged.
Space also disappeared. It's no more that I am taking this much of space. 5 foot 8 inches, this side, so much space. When the whole 5 feet has been disintegrated, what happens? Space is gone. Space merges. So Siddham, it is proved that we all have what? 5 great elements. And the same 5 great elements you will find in all beings. So all beings are not different from us. Because the raw material is
same.
What? Acha. What is this? The Atman and the Brahman? It is one and the same, the consciousness. We also have got this thing. So this whole thing is anatma. Gross body, subtle body, and the causal body. This whole thing is anatma, is called prakriti, maya, and this is atma. So we have got two things. Atma and
anatma.
Any third thing do you have? No. You know anatma, but you don't know atma. And the whole purpose of Shastra is to tell you there is atma.
स्वाधिष्णं प्रतपं प्राणः बहिश्च प्रतप्रत्यसौ एवं विराजं प्रतपं तपत्यन्तर्बहिः पुमान्
नो इट् टेल्स् हौ कम्पेर् द सन् वित् द आत्मन् वित् दट् ब्रह्मन् द डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् आत्मन् ब्रह्मन् यु नो न सो सन् वट् इट् डस् It illumines. It illumines the whole all, the whole world, the whole cosmos, it illumines. Similarly, the Atman, it illumines outside also, illumines inside also. Sun illumines itself also, sun illumines the whole world also. So it is compared with the sun the same way. It illumines everything inside and outside. It illumines anything without outside also. If you negate the whole world, still you will find self-effulgent Atman. And you can experience it. And what is its nature? 70.
So mritasya vayasyeshaha martyamannam yadatyagat mahimaishatato brahman purushasya durattayaha
Saha Amrita, Saha Abhaya, he is Amrita. Amrita means immortal. Except him, everything is mortal. Except Atman, whole of Anatma is subject to death. The whole Prakriti is changing and perishable. And Prakriti can stand or can have the changes only if the substratum is permanent. Prakriti is impermanent. Do you accept it, na?
Yes.
So that proves that you have got the Atman, because the body, the Anatma is changing every day, every moment. Premadeep will say, each cell destroys in how many years, I don't know. But it changes. That everybody knows. So it must have got a substratum which is Atman. So that Atman is not subject to death, or it is not a result of fruit of action. It is not subject to death and at the same time Abhay. Abhay, why it is Abhay?
Non-duality.
There is no death. And it is not the fruit of action. Our bodies are all because of some fruit of action. We have to enjoy and suffer. Why we take birth? Because we have done some paap and punya. Why human form?
Paap and punya is equal.
Oh, paap and punya are equal. If the paap are more, what body will you get?
Plants, animals.
Lower. If punya are more? Very good. So the body of that Brahman is not a fruit of action. For enjoying fruit of action, you have to take birth, and if the prarabdha ends, you will leave this body, you have to take another body for exhausting your old karma. You have to again take body, paap and punya. Acha batao, if I have to take body of devta, what I have to do?
Punya.
Punya karte jo. And if you do how many? 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, what? You will get Indra, post of Indra. How long you will be there in that post? So long somebody else has not. When he does the 100 Yajna, you are gone. He comes here.
Indra is just a post.
He post.
Keep getting that post. Like chief minister or prime minister.
Yes. Prime minister.
All devatas are post.
Is that the same with Brahma and...
Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh also, they have got a lifespan. Brahma's lifespan is 100 years.
Different.
But it's a different. Vishnu's is different. I have told one day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one time you told us. Yes.
Brahma's 100 year. Human 100 year is equal to 0.001 second of Brahmaji. So Brahmaji ka 1 second ke andar we take 1,000 times birth and death. And 100 years of Brahmaji is equal to 1 second of Vishnu. And according to his watch, he will live there 100 years again. And 1 second of Lord Shiva is equal to 100 years of Vishnu. He will also live for, Lord Shiva will also live for 100 years. This way it continues. So Amritasya Abhayasya Martyam Annam Yat Gyat. So he is not subject to a fruit of action, and he transcends all. And he is the Lord of Abhay and Moch. He can give you Abhay. Abhay, how can he give you Abhay? Moment you come to realize that you are that Atman, you become Abhaypad. You get the moksha. So, and Tato Brahmana Purusasya Durataya. No one can fathom his glory. How can you fathom his glory? You have seen das Angul Nyaya, we have seen. Can you find out his glory? The whole unmanifest is only, unmanifest Maya is only a small part of that. So can you fathom his glory? No, we can't. This we will take up in the next, I think. It will take some time.
Okay.
17, 18. We have covered 17 verses.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.